This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, remembering a masterful songwriter. But first, The River and The Plow That Broke the Plains are documentaries produced in the 1930s and funded by the Jobs Program of the Depression Era, the Work Progress Administration, or WPA. Both films are exceptional for cinematography and musical scores by the great American composer Virgil Thompson. Both films document environmental disasters and argue through the poetry of Pere Lorentz for New Deal-style solutions. Now both films have been restored with new orchestral scores and released on DVD. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
They were both propaganda films that supported President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal. They were also very compelling, with narration written in poetic verse and breathtaking footage, synchronized to near perfection with Virgil Thompson's folk-inspired score. The Plow That Broke the Plains was made by Pere Lorentz, a young film critic who'd never directed before. He knew the devastating drought on the Great Plains would be a dramatic subject for his first film, but Hollywood wasn't interested. The U.S. government was, and agreed to fund his film. Released in 1936, Pere Lorentz once called The Plow That Broke the Plains a story with an emotion that springs from the soil itself.
This time, no grass held moisture against the winds and sun. This time, millions of acres of plowed land lay open to the sun.
Government officials hoped the film would help sell to the American public the need for federal assistance for the victims of the dust storms. Tim Egan is the author of The Worst Hard Time, the untold story of those who survived the Great American Dust Bowl. He says the documentary is propaganda, but it gets the history of the Great Plains right.
In a nutshell, it just conveyed the arc of we had this amazing grassland. Used to have millions of bison on it and Indians. And then in an eye blink of time, we had cattle on it. Then we moved the cattle off it and went on this wheat planting binge that in short order tore up most of the grassland. And then the bad weather came along, the drought, and the land took to the sky. Those are all, you know, for four parts of what happened, those are all accurate.
Baked out, blown out, and broke. Year in, year out. Uncomplaining, they fought the worst drought in history. Their stock choked to death on the barren land. Their homes were nightmares of swirling dust, night and day.
By today's standards, even this new recording of the narration might seem a little overwrought. But at the time, one filmmaker called The Plow That Broke the Plains operatic for its deft combination of images, poetry, and music.
The music was so American for me, profoundly American.
The music on the new DVD is performed by the Post-Classical Ensemble with Spanish conductor Ángel Gil Ordóñez. He says Thompson's score to both The Plow and The River is totally in sync with the images. The River was released in 1937. It begins with idyllic images of crystalline drips of water coalescing into streams, and then a river. Ordóñez says Thompson opens the film with a 19th century hymn.
It's a very beautiful tune that starts with the English horn.
From as far west as Idaho, down from the glacier peaks of the Rockies, from as far east as Pennsylvania, down from the turnkey ridges of the Alleghenies, down from Minnesota, 2,500 miles, the Mississippi River runs to the Gulf.
But the power of the river was also destructive, and the film culminates with eerily familiar footage of entire neighborhoods underwater. Thompson's score reflects the rising fury of the water.
And this is probably one of the most extraordinary, how this is coordinated with the images, water coming more and more, until we have the sounds of the sirens, the boats, the Red Cross. It's a perfect combination with music and images.
New Orleans to Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge to Natchez, Natchez to Vicksburg, Vicksburg to Memphis, Memphis to Cairo. 1,000 miles down the levee, the long vigil starts. 38 feet at Baton Rouge, river rising. Helena, river rising. Memphis, river rising. Cairo, river rising. 1,000 miles to go. 1,000 miles of levee to hold.
The federal government financed the river, hoping it would help make the case for the taming of the Mississippi through massive flood control projects such as the Tennessee Valley Authority. Included on the new DVD is an extensive interview with George Stoney. Under FDR, he was a public relations officer for the Farm Security Administration. Stoney says he now feels the river is an example of New Deal hubris.
Take, for example, what we were saying about flood control. The perfect river is locked, dammed, regulated, and controlled. Well, we know that is a formula for disaster now, as Katrina has just shown us.
The plan to restore these two films was made just months before Katrina. Since then, there have been a handful of live performances of the score by the Post-Classical Ensemble, including a benefit for the hurricane's victims. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
And to see excerpts from the documentaries, come to our website, npr.org.